Nobody is seriously talking about the Insurrection Act or martial law at this point. I really think that
Okay.
again, this is what folks like Gerson or others will do. They'll raise the boogeyman of Trump, the dictator who wants to suspend habeas corpus, just like the dictator Lincoln once did during a time of crisis. It's stupid. I think there's a couple things to be said. First of all, I do think Trump will be inaugurated. But I'll tell you why I think that. It has less to do with the various paths to victory than with the fact that enough Americans, and I mean scores of millions of Americans, are convinced this was not a normal or a fair election. You cannot, in the United States of America, apart from your political feelings, you cannot in America proceed when the people aren't convinced that you've had a fair election. And the evidence continues to mount, and the people who say, "Where's the evidence?" continue to say, "Where's the evidence?" They can say that all day long. The fact is, there's enough evidence that more and more Americans are saying, "Wait a second, we do not want to proceed this way." I mean, it's actually an affront, would be a nice word. It's a deep offense. It's a despicable thing that anyone in America would do something as foul and as anti-American, as genuinely fascist, as totalitarian, as try to steal an election or monkey with an election. So even if you have any hints that that happened, you've got to go after that with the full force of the law. And my attitude is, I will never, until I am convinced that we as a country have done that, I will never back down. There are many millions of Americans who won't back down. And what are we asking for? That we get our way? No, we are asking for transparency. We are asking that people account for all of the irregularities. Help us feel better about this. I don't think they can, which is, I think, why they're being silent. And we will not allow this in America.